we're midway through the Olympics, you know, we watched some fantastic sports, and we've really been entertained by some talented and accomplished sportsmen and women. And they've all got this determination and this spark to get to their, what they really want in their life, the pinnacle of their career, which is a gold medal, an Olympic gold medal, I say. And we've actually been able to see this happen in front of our eyes, you know. I'm looking at the table. We're doing brilliantly. Great Britain are doing brilliantly. But achievement's not only about winning medals. It's something more subjective, something really personal, if I may. We see the Olympians run their races, compete, get to the end. We see all the dedication, commitment to their sport. But what we don't see is the toil, the tears, and the struggles that they have, everything that they actually sacrifice in their training. We actually accept that nothing worth achieving is achieved instantly. So through that, you know, people take responsibility. They know what they have to do. They make the sacrifices, and they go for it. They go for gold, you know. We recognise that the struggle's on the way. Of course, the struggles means you've got to persevere. You've got to keep up with that commitment and dedication. And, of course, you will prevail. But this scenario doesn't only apply to the Olympians. Everyone, every day, faces some, goes through their life and has some achievements throughout the day. As some people may know, my son suffers with anorexia nervosa. And every day he wakes and he faces his demon. And, of course, that demon is food. It may seem strange to some, but his monster is food. And thankfully, some days he actually finds that strength. He finds that perseverance to actually challenge this monster. And each meal he's able to finish is an achievement. It truly is. And, of course, each finished meal is a step closer to the pinnacle of his game, which is keeping his life. And I have to say that it's those days I love more than anything. Best things in the world. See him finish a plate of food.